Personally, I have long been interested in ancient origins. My father enjoyed taking my brother and me to many megalithic sites in Northern Ireland. He did not have the same interest in them as I later developed, but in his own casual way, he marveled at the stone circles and passage graves and made us aware of their mysterious history. That might have been the beginning for me. Later in the mid-1980s, I decided to revisit several sites to take measurements and photographs. I wanted to make a more precise study of Newgrange, Nowth, Dowth, Tara, Navan, Cong, Grianan Dialach, Dun Aungasa, and other extraordinary places. Of course, it wasn't long before I realized that what Irish people generally knew about their ancient forebears was largely nonsense. There was much more to what I was seeing, and I was determined to find out why these places existed, why they turned out to be aligned to the constellations, and why they had been designed so that one site in a field geomantically aligned with every other similar site in the country. I soon discovered that I was not getting my answers from the many contemptuous and myopic tour guides I encountered. It troubled me to think that the situation was probably not very different in other countries of the world. If what I suspected was true, something had to be done. Well, little did I know it at the time, but my real education had begun. Fortunately, I was never inclined to accept the implausible and often blatantly contrived jive I was taught in school and that I read in most mainstream or officially vetted history books. Whatever I found intriguing about the history of my own land and other places was frequently labeled and dismissed as mythological. It took time for me to realize that this is one of the most misapplied terms in the English language. In my opinion, it is one of many talismanic words used to entrain minds. It induces us to partition time, history, and reality into hemispheres that are then deliberately dislocated and rarely, if ever, reunited. I know for a fact that this is what passes for education and intelligence in today's world. One is considered educated as long as one does not question the flagrant trickery and deemed intelligent as long as one continues to practice the same travesty during one's own academic career and intellectual feats. Yes, declare something a myth or legend, and you can be sure that most people will regard it dismissively. A fact or event so labeled does not have the same impact or significance as that which an average person blithely takes for reality. Cross that line, break that trance to begin asking troublesome questions, and you risk a lot. Like Meriwether Lewis, the truth seeker might find the journey into the unknown to be a perilous one. To change your settings and walk the alternative road takes work and time. To think critically and doubt what you are supposed to believe takes guts. To read between the lines and fill in the blanks takes audacity and imagination. To negotiate the labyrinth of age-old deception takes determination, self-assuredness, and passion. Moreover, the reward sought by a legitimate truth seeker is not that of public adulation, but the breaking of a trance, the overcoming of formidable obstacles, the discernment of a subtle but perfidious lie machinery, the exposure of truth, and the attainment of clear understanding. Once that great gift is won, it is an additional boon to be able to communicate and share one's interests and discoveries with the world at large. This is because there is no end to the chain of revelation. There will never be an end to the journey of discovery and awakening. One find leads to a second. One eureka moment paves the way to another. One person's life struggle gives purpose to another seeker's adventure. What truly bonds one human being to another is not blood, but ideas. We may traverse valleys, mountain ranges, and oceans, as did Meriwether Lewis, or we may negotiate more abstract landscapes, those of heart, mind, and soul. If we study nature, we end up finding out more about ourselves. If we study other people, other nations, races, and tribes, we end up knowing a great deal more about our own existence.